So, have you taken a look at these standings right now?
Do they still spell asshat?
No, I'm looking at the NBA standings.
Oh.
Do
Because I
they
think.
spell asshat?
No, I don't. I think the Rangers being good right now is robbing us of the.
They're good because what is good?
The
Not in dead last?
not in last.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
They're
so
not
the.
Mr. Asshat.
Right, so the AL West doesn't spell asshat anymore from top to bottom. It's disappointing.
Just when you put the caps next to each other.
Yeah.
All right. So that's just the craziest bit that's become a thing this year. It's amazing.
It's wacky baseball.
Speaking of ass, how about Pujols getting
What? How is that a
I told you I never
transition?
thought about it my whole life, but a couple years ago, my young daughter, I was watching the Rangers, and she's like, she heard somebody announce it on the. She's like, his name is Pujol. She thought that was like the funniest thing ever, and I was very upset that. Number one, I was upset I didn't think of that myself ever, but number two, I was very proud.
Yeah.
That that's what she took away from watching that Ranger
You
game,
should be.
that there's a guy named Pujol.
I'm not happy you didn't think of it either because I just assumed everybody found that funny, but then he
So
was
you
around
did?
for 20 years and you just kinda got used to
Okay, so as a little
it.
kid, you thought that was funny? Or whenever you first heard his name? Anyway,
Sure.
just about the worst contract in Major League Baseball history is about to expire after this year, and
When does
really good chapter in the Keith Law book I just read about Pujols and just how terrible, terrible that contract was.
When was it signed?
I guess it'd be 9 years ago.
Okay, yeah, December 2011,
About the
10
second
year,
his
240.
effectiveness stopped.
Yeah. That's a tough one.
No, the NBA standings right now, if the playoffs started today, the Mavs would actually be the fifth seed ahead of the Lakers, ahead of the Blazers, although they're all tied with the same record, or the Blazers have one more game and one more loss. But the Mavs are ahead of the Lakers, and no one ever wants to tell you when you got something right. They only want to tell you when you got something wrong. I take you to some audio here from March 26th, right here in the Hang Zone.
You know, I was texting Blake about this last night because the Lakers took another one on the chin, 109-101 to the Sixers. I'm not going to put a beard bet on it, and I'm not going to make any concurrent bets while I have this monstrosity on my face. So maybe there's no juice behind this, but I think the Mavericks are going to pass the Lakers. I think at the end of the year, the Mavericks will have a higher seed than the Lakers will.
How
Because
many games behind now? Like three and a half?
3.5,
Yeah.
exactly. Exactly 3.5. Now they have two in Dallas. I think it's a Thursday, Saturday at the end of April. And if LeBron's not back for those games, the Mavericks will be favored. AD will probably be back by then. But I mean, he's going to miss another, what would you say, Blake, 2 weeks? We got a month for LeBron from now?
Yeah, at least.
At least. That's a horrible team.
How about that?
How about a little credit for old Jake?
Yeah, and in hindsight, those two Mavs wins over the Lakers in the Thursday Saturday are kind of standing out as the most pivotal of the season right now.
Our hoops hunk of the hardwood.
The hunk, I love it.
Whatever the promo would call you. But
Well, can I bring the room down a little bit, just from the standpoint that
dude,
you.
trying to be on a
You
high
have a
here.
real solid shot at finishing five, and now you just have to white knuckle watch the Nuggets and Clippers the rest of the way in.
So now you're upset you finished so high because you're going to have to face the Clippers.
I'm not upset. You just I if, by a razor thin margin at least, I would say I would prefer
The genius of LeBron once
to
again,
dance
just
with
figuring out how to avoid the Clippers.
amazing.
He's the best. I want to hear from OJ.
Oh, always.
OJ Simpson was chiming in on an issue that we're all thinking about right now.
Hey, Twitter world, it's me, yours truly. Well, I don't know how it happened, but yesterday, for some reason, the conversation amongst all my golf buddies got about the this thing about transgender males, especially in high school, competed against the girls. And what did I think about it? Well, I told him I didn't have much of an attitude about it, but one guy reminded me how upset I was when some friends from my old country club in California told me that the former Bruce Jenner was playing from the ladies' tees.
Juice, I mean, I hear you saying you're not that fired up about that, but do you remember how mad you were when... That's awesome. He's like, and then I remembered, yeah, I was furious. Back her up.
Should Caitlin be able to play from the ladies' tees?
214-523.
That's right. The Crow line is yours at 214-523-CROW. If you want to comment on that or anything you've heard so far this week, at this very time tomorrow, you'll be listening to the Crow line. Let's just see if the juice can work this whole thing out.
And I have to admit, I was upset when I heard that. I saw the former Bruce compete in the Montreal Olympics. I actually worked the games and called part of one of his races. And what an athlete. The man was an exceptional athlete. And he won the gold medal as a decathlete. And somehow it just bothered my senses that he would be playing from the ladies' tees. I play with a lot of ladies, and some who were in high school and some who played high school golf, and they played from the same tees I played from. Somehow I just thought it was some sort of unfair. In any event, I said, yeah, well, I guess I'm against it. I'm against transgender males competing against women. But then I had to say to myself, well, what do I think about transgender females who become males? Should they still be able to compete against females? This whole thing is making my head hurt. I don't want to think about it. Wear your mask.
What?
Get your shots. I'm just saying.
Kind of left you hanging there, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah, he did. And he took a little left turn again. Wear a mask, which had nothing to do with what he was talking
but
about.
But he had a firm opinion.
Yeah.
And then he gave you something just to go off and think about on your own.
That's what the juice does. And it's just perfect that the whole thing is based on not like, well, what about these high school kids and how it might affect them if they have to... He's just mad about where you tee off from. Like, that's really it.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is that, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.